I wondered whether it seems like, I mean, us women have been talking about this for years and no one seems to be listening. So I wondered whether it's time for you guys to stand up and speak up and speak loudly. And I think sometimes men don't think about what it's like to walk in the shoes of a woman.
Mm.
So I'm thinking if you read out the thoughts that I wrote down, I don't know if it might mean more people will listen or if it might just give a different perspective about what it feels like to be a woman in this country at the moment.
I will happily stand by your side, rage with you, do whatever you need. It's taken me days to work out what to say about the crisis that our country is in at the moment. Not because I don't have things to say about the abhorrent number of women dying every week in our country by the hands of a man, but because I no longer know what to say because it feels like we are yelling into the abyss. We are exhausted. Not only do we have to spend our life planning what time of the day to run, what road to walk down, what clothes not to wear, what carriage of the train to get on, which hand to carry our keys in, not only do we have to sleep in fear of a possible man outside or the man inside or the taxi driver, the Uber driver, a former partner, a current partner, a man we've never met. We now have to be the ones to fix the issue too. No, not all men are monsters, but we live in fear of the ones that are. We change our behaviour to account for the bad men, not the good ones, because the risk is too high for us not to. To the good men out there, do something more. Just not killing us is not enough. Do something. If 32 people were killed by a terrorist, we would take immediate action. If 32 men in Lycra riding their bikes on a Sunday morning, laws would be drawn up overnight to stop it happening again. Do something to help us women. You literally wouldn't be here without us. Stop talking about it. Do something. What we are asking for is not too much. We're simply asking to have the same basic right as you, the right to live, to be safe. To the men who want control, the men who can't handle rejection, the men who think the law doesn't apply to them, to the men who think they can intimidate, manipulate, coerce, to the men who can't regulate their emotions, can't act with respect, your time is up. To the PM, do something. We shouldn't have to march to draw attention to this issue. You know what the issue is. Please do something more and now. Government, stop building another freeway for a moment. Build a safer future for our daughters. This is not political. This is not a matter of opinion. The facts speak for themselves. Every 4 days, a woman in Australia is violently killed. Last year, the government set a target to reduce the number of women killed by their partners by 25% annually. Instead, deaths have increased by nearly 30% in 2023. Don't reduce the number by 25% or 50%. How about make it so no women are killed by their partners? Stop censoring a nipple on Instagram. Instead, censor the views of misogynistic, violent men online. Start believing women when they say they're scared. Listen to the stories of those who have experienced violence firsthand. Increase funding for those offering the frontline services like crisis centres, safe housing and support services. Give them sustained funding so they can spend their time helping women, not lobbying for their next round of funds. Don't allow violent offenders the chance to offend again. I know I absolutely do not have the answer, but there are so many groups out there who spend their life working in this area. They know some of the answers. Listen to them. If you think women are becoming shrill, think again. If you think we are being dramatic, think again. If you think we are sensationalizing the issue, think again. We are scared and we are asking, pleading for help. Do something and stop killing us.